This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, obviously, we're still hearing updates, and we just listened to the Orlando doctors who had taken care of the patients that had come in from the shooting, the Pulse nightclub shooting. One resident doctor had posted his shoes on that night. When I saw his shoes, I had chilling memories of when I was a resident and a medical student working with patients and their blood soaking my new shoes. And he had, showed a picture of that. And, you know, he said, these are my work shoes from Saturday night. They are brand new, not even a week old. On these shoes, soaked between his fibers, is the blood of 54 innocent human beings. I don't know which are gay, which are straight, which are black, which are Hispanic. But I do know is that they came to us in wave upon wave of suffering, screaming, and death. That was from Dr. Corsa, who had posted a picture of his shoes online. Dr. Joshua Corso was a senior resident at the time. We heard one of the stories today at the press conference of one of the victims that had been there, where he had been shot at least three times in the leg, was laying down, and could barely move with all the pain. And then he said the gunman afterwards started to shoot people on the ground to make sure they're dead. And he said that as the gunman was walking towards him, he shot the girl that had been lying next to him, and then he shot at him, barely missing his head and shooting him in the hand. And he played dead, even though he had multiple gunshot wounds. And then a police officer had eventually come in during the gunfire between the shooter, Mateen, and the, I believe, SWAT, or the police, and had dragged him out. He said there was glass all over the place because of the nightclub. And so he was getting, although he was very grateful for the rescue, you know, he was getting, scraped up, obviously, by the glass. And he said it wasn't even the pain that he remembered, but he remembered feeling soaked in his own blood. And, you know, when you hear these, you know, stories such as this, it just blows your mind on how tragic and how horrific this must have been. And you wonder how he's going to be able to regroup after that. And thank God, you know, he wasn't killed among the 49 others who were. We're also getting reports that the gunman, Omar Mateen, who did kill 49 people and then himself was killed as well, so 50 people total, was apparently not a stranger to the nightclub that he had visited. All right, and he had apparently interacted with people, from what we were being told, on some gay dating apps. Multiple media outlets are reporting that some Pulse regulators, the club was called Pulse, recognized Mateen, saying that he spent time at the nightclub before the shooting early Sunday. Meanwhile, at least two men say they interacted with him on gay dating apps. Now, the reports are obviously being investigated and have not been officially confirmed, but the Orlando Sentinel writes that at least four regular customers at Pulse said they had seen Mateen before. Ty Smith told the paper that Mateen would sometimes get so drunk he was loud and belligerent. They noted that straight people patronized the club as well as gay people and wouldn't speculate on his sexuality, which has obviously been a discussion right now. What sort of motives could have caused him to do this? The initial reports of the shooting and why the shooting occurred centered around him being anti-gay, and him pledging his allegiance to ISIS, and such that this was a terrorist act against gay men. If he possibly was gay as well, or had been turned down or had relationship issues, there might have been other motives in addition to him calling 911 and pledging his allegiance to ISIS. So obviously, you know, they're right now looking at motives. They said he would visit the nightclub because he couldn't drink when he was at home around his wife or family because his father was really strict. He apparently had been going to the bar for at least 3 years. I believe a while back he had pulled a knife at Pulse and threatened another patron, according to a Canadian news agency. And another Pulse regular said he hadn't seen Mateen at the club until shortly before the shooting, but he recognized him from Jappd, which is a gay dating and chat app. So, as we look at, you know, why this happened. I mean, again, you know, being Monday morning quarterback, like we talked about with political analyst the Ron Futrell yesterday, you know, it's very easy for us to, after the fact, go, okay, well, this is probably what happened, but the work that needs to be done is before something like this happens, and trying to identify somebody that could be a threat. I saw a report today that his wife had begged him not to do it. So as right now we're being told here by officials on ABC News that Noor Mateen, his 30-year-old wife, is now being considered for possible criminal charges because she might have known something about the incident in advance and claims she tried to talk him out of the assault. So news of this involvement came just moments after the doctor of Orlando Health, which was the hospital where first responders brought victims of the shooting, warned that the death toll may rise in the wake of the shooting. Right now, we are being told by the doctors that of the 44 patients that were brought to his hospital, all have still survived. 27 are being treated, and of those 27, 6 patients are quote unquote critically ill. As I said before, we heard the story of Angel Colon, a survivor of the attack, who talked about his ordeal, and the doctors who were called to the scene in the wake of the massacre described the trauma center as a quote-unquote war scene. Today is World Blood Day. We're going to give you guys some quick facts. Many of you have asked, well, wait a second, if I donate blood, you know, yet I'm going on a trip and I'm worried about a car accident, will I have enough blood in my system to survive the accident? And how long does it take for me to replenish blood if I donate? Many of you have concerns about you being able to donate blood, so we'll quickly give you guys a rundown with that. But obviously, the more we know, the more questions now we have. If the wife tried to talk him out of the attack, how long was he talking about this? How long was he planning? How long did she know? We'll keep you posted as more developments occur. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So today is World Blood Donor Day. This event was established in 2004, serving to raise awareness of the need of safe blood and blood products, and to thank blood donors for their voluntary life-saving gifts of blood. That is according to Wikipedia. It is one of 8 official global health campaigns marked by the World Health Organization, along with World Health Day, World Tuberculosis Day, World Immunization Week, World Malaria Day, World No Tobacco Day, World Hepatitis Day, and World AIDS Day. So World Donor Day, again, we're thanking everybody that's ever donated, and we're celebrating the life that many people have saved with that. And so, you know, we're in the process of working on establishing state blood donation days in every state. That was such a success in Nevada that we are working with United Blood Services. We're working with blood banks throughout the country, American Blood Centers, One Blood, trying to establish state blood donation days, especially before flu season. And as you know, this is something that it's definitely dear to my heart. You know, having been an ER doc, having, you know, worked in medicine as long as I have, you know, I just can't explain to you and can't describe how much blood is needed. Like, for example, if a trauma victim comes into the ER, they could use up to 50 pints, 50 units of red blood cells, 50 units, not to mention the plasma and the platelets, 50. So here we are, we're donating, you know, a pint that could, or a unit that could hopefully be, you know, help 3 people. But, you know, we could only donate, and as we talked to Mara from Blood Bank of Hawaii yesterday, roughly every 56, maybe 60 days for red blood cells. And that's just one pint. Somebody needing 50 units just for one victim, you could just imagine what happened in Orlando. And this is why there was such a frenzy for there to be blood donations. Now, luckily, One Blood was on the scene as well as many others, and they have asked for us to make appointments. Okay, luckily they, because again, you could only draw so much blood. You only have X amount of staff, you only have X amount of tables, you only have X amount of lab space. So they've asked, even though they're very, very grateful, we need to make appointments and we need to schedule for the weeks ahead. Obviously, because we have to replenish stores. So one of you would ask me about how, you know, your health would be losing a pint of blood. Okay, well, first, you know, they make sure that you are not anemic. Before they do your blood donation, usually they'll ask you about your blood history and they will check you for anemia. If you are anemic or have low blood supply, they're not going to take it. So if you're vulnerable, they will not take your blood. Okay? Now, the average human, all right, has a lot of blood. The average adult body has about 12 to 14 pints, and blood makes up about 7% of her body weight. Most of the plasma blood, you know, blood, you have red blood cells, you have white blood cells, platelets, etc. But most of what blood is made up of is fluids and water, which is why we tell you to drink a lot of fluids after you donate blood. And if you notice, they give you something sugary, right? They give you like a cookie, right? Or some juice or something. Because again, when you donate blood, you're also losing salt. You're also losing some sugar. So, and I don't want to say losing, because you can make it up. You can recreate. You will reform that blood. All right. So let's just quickly go through some facts. Okay. All right. So, 37% of the U.S. population is technically eligible to donate blood, but only 3 to 5% actually do. And so we are looking at, obviously, some very untapped stores out there, which is, again, why we're working on National Blood Donation Week in September and why we are promoting any blood donation that we can during this time, any time of the year. Don't wait till your state blood donation day, please. They say your body replenishes any blood that you donate, according to Lifestream.org. And even though you can donate roughly every 8 weeks, plasma can be donated as often as once a month, and platelets every 2 weeks, up to 24 times a year. When you give through automation or apheresis, you could save more lives more often. And Mara was on from Blood Bank of Hawaii yesterday talking about how that works, such that you get your blood back. Now, they say right now, in addition to a trauma victim needing up to 50 units of red blood cells a day, a marrow transplant recipient needs about 25 units of red blood cells, 20 units of blood red cells, and 25 platelet transfusions. Remember, platelets are your clotting factors. A sickle cell anemia patient needs anywhere of 2 to 10 red blood cells for treatment. A cancer patient, and we have a lot of cancer patients that we're treating, will need up to 8 platelet transfusions per week. Cancer patients account for almost 20% of all blood transfusions given. So, we're thinking about trauma, accidents, terrorism, etc. We need blood all the time for our cancer population. A liver transplant recipient could use about 20 units of red blood cells, 25 units of plasma, and 2 platelets. And a heart surgery patient, you know how many heart surgeries we do every day? They need up to 6 units of red blood cells and 1 platelet transfusion. So, blood, like I said, it's about 7% of your body weight. The average amount of blood is anywhere from 12 to 14 pints of blood. All right. A teenager has about 7 pints of blood, which is why we really don't ask teenagers to donate. In some states, they'll allow you to donate if you're 17 and older. In some states, you could even do it when you're 15. A 40-pound child, they say, according to lifestream.org, has about 2 to 3 pints of blood, which is why it is so critical if, God forbid, child gets shot. 1 pint of blood separated into a variety of different aspects that could help people. You got the red blood cells, and the red blood cells are what carry the oxygen. They have hemoglobin. And so the nice, rich, oxygenated red blood cell with its hemoglobin will carry it to organ and tissues. So, you know, when you undergo, unfortunately, trauma and your body starts to shunt, you need as much oxygenated blood as possible. And this red blood cell has to be what takes the oxygen to the tissue. So without the red blood cell, your tissues can't get oxygen, because how else does your lung get the oxygen to the tissues? The blood has to go through it. And we talked about how that works. The blood goes through the heart, right ventricle, pumps it into the lungs. The lungs, with its alveoli and the capillaries, exchange the gases at that level, so the blood can get oxygenated. Then it drops into the left atrium, left ventricle. It shoots out throughout the body. As the body takes the oxygen it needs, the blood starts to darken a little bit, the venous blood, obviously with less oxygen, but still oxygen in there, comes back up back to the heart through the right atrium, right ventricle, and then back to the lungs. And that's basically how it occurs. So your red blood cells are the ones that actually carry that oxygen, okay, from the lungs to the tissues. Now, your plasma, which is 90% water, that makes up 55% of the blood volume and is needed, obviously, for your burn, your shock patients. The plasma, what's really nice is it could be stored for up to a year, whereas regular blood can be refrigerated and stored for only 42 days. Plasma donations, that can be stored for up to a year. So giving a plasma donation helps the volume of the blood, because, again, you need that volume. And the platelets are what we use for blood clotting. So people with leukemia or people with cancer, etc., or ITP, low platelets, they need platelets. And as Mara had discussed yesterday, platelets can be stored in room temperature, but no longer than 5 days. And then, of course, all three of these components are what make a pint of blood. So 1 billion red blood cells are found in just 2 to 3 drops of whole blood. For every 600 red blood cells, they say, there are approximately 40 platelets and 1 white blood cell. So 1 white blood cell per 600 red blood cells. What do white blood cells do? They fight infection. So obviously very important. Here you are, you're a trauma victim, you're a burn victim, you're a car accident patient, okay? What are you at risk for? Well, not only bleeding out, but you're also at risk for infection. You lose blood, you're also losing your white blood cells. They say more men than women donate blood, which is very interesting nationally. But locally, they find more women than men donate. They say the average patient who needs a transfusion uses about 3 pints of blood and the blood components. So you start to I know we're coming to the end here, but your average red blood cell lives about 120 days. Your body makes blood every day. You will, within a few weeks, replenish that pint of blood. The more you drink fluids, the more you eat healthy, the quicker you'll replenish it. So you should be fine donating 1 blood when you're healthy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so researchers in Vienna have developed the world's first vaccine for toxic shock syndrome. Now, toxic shock is a very dangerous, sometimes fatal illness caused by bacterial toxins that grow from a tampon that could possibly be left in too long. Now, this has been reported by Fox News and published in the journal The Lancet Infectious Diseases. And researchers at MedUni Vienna's Department of Clinical Pharmacology have found the vaccine vaccine to be safe and effective in a phase 1 trial. So toxic shock syndrome is triggered by bacteria from Staphylococcus. Staphylococcus could happen because the bacteria could reside on the tampon. It could grow. And then it could, unfortunately, this type of infection could also happen to people who have skin infections or burns. Staphylococcus is a very, very common group of infections. Now, they colonize on skin and mucous membranes, and you have staph epidermidis, which is a very natural occurring form of staph, but then you also have other staphylococci that could be more dangerous. If you have a weakened immune system, this staphylococcus overgrowth can cause toxic shock syndrome. And what ends up happening is the infection starts to seed into the bloodstream and you go into shock and you start losing blood supply to your extremities, your blood pressure drops, and it could be fatal. So researchers tested a vaccine on 46 men and women who were found to experience practically no side effects. Yes, they tested men as well because, again, it's a staphylococcal vaccine. And so they hope that they are going to be on the way to having this. I know there's going to be questions on whether this could possibly protect against MRSA, the methicillin-resistant staph aureus, which a lot of people are concerned about. We don't know. We haven't received that information yet. But when we do, this could definitely be a huge step in preventing that. Right now, the fact that they're talking about it preventing toxic shock, my guess is if they thought that it could be used to prevent methicillin-resistant staph, we would probably be hearing much more about that, obviously, because that seems to be more common than toxic shock. So my guess is right now they couldn't comment, obviously. So we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of my favorite cookies are the famous Amos, the little famous Amos chocolate chip cookies. Well, Kellogg's has recalled Keebler's famous Amos cookies because there could be an undeclared peanut residue. They've recalled more than 20 products on Monday because they may contain undeclared peanut residue posted by the FDA on their website. And this stemmed from a previous recall by its supplier Grain Craft of wheat flour that has the potential to contain low levels of peanut residue. This is scary stuff. If I had a very, very severe peanut allergy, I don't know what I would trust. So they list a bunch of different types of cookies. You got the double chocolate chip cookies, the double chocolate chip pecan cookies. Oh, I'm getting hungry. The double chocolate chip mini cookies, ginger snaps, go pack, grips, graham, cinnamon, and there's a bunch of them. So obviously if you have a peanut allergy, you need to, you know, check that out. I would also suggest for anybody that does have a very severe allergy, and anything that puts them into anaphylaxis, to please, if you haven't done it already, please be under the care of a good allergist, internist, family doctor. Make sure you have an EpiPen on standby. Make sure your loved ones know how to work the EpiPen every time you go out, so they know, just in case, like with that one gentleman. Remember, Tom gave us a report of how a restaurant owner who was charged with the death of one of his customers because he served him something that had peanut sauce in it, and unfortunately, the customer had told him that he had a peanut allergy and died within moments of eating the food. And then, you know, as the store owner apologizes, he talks about his newest menu. You know, things like this happen, and it's sad, and they're very, very preventable deaths. And so my recommendation is make sure you have an EpiPen, make sure you go to an allergist. If there's any sort of desensitization that you could do, please have them investigate that to see what they could do so that your reaction doesn't so much have to be life-threatening. But unfortunately, for some people, you just can't desensitize. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got some good news for you. Just 15 minutes of exercise a day could lower our risk of death by at least a fifth. Research included more than 123,000 people aged 6 years older. The study's mean follow-up time was 10 years compared to those who were inactive. Those with low levels of activity were 22% less likely to die during the study period. For people with medium to high levels of physical activity, their risk of dying reduced even more by 28% and 35%. The studies are going to be presented today at the European Society of College or cardiology meeting in France. Now, we're not trying to say, look, you exercise, you won't die. But what they're saying is even a low level of exercise, like a 15-minute, okay, like a 15-minute stint of it could be enough to help. And that's a big problem that a lot of people have. Okay, so the recommendation minimum is 150 minutes of moderate intensity or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity exercise each week. So many people read that and go, that's too, I don't have that time. I am too busy. I don't have that time. And so I was recommending to my patients, look, okay, let's say you can't do that. Do you at least have 10 minutes? No, I don't. I go, do you watch TV at night? Yeah, I catch up on Game of Thrones. I catch up on Breaking Bad. I catch up on, okay, well then great. Okay, well if there's a commercial, if there's not a commercial, why don't you exercise while watching the show for 10 minutes? Well, I want to relax. 10 minutes. Okay, now with this study, let's just up it to 15 minutes. But what I do is I train people. I go, look, okay, let's start maybe 2 minutes. Okay, can you maybe do something for a couple minutes? Okay, and then after a couple minutes, like, you know what, I'll go to 2 minutes, 30 seconds. Then the next day, go to 3 minutes. Then the next day, 3 minutes, 30 seconds. The key to exercise is getting into the habit of it. You know, I mean, I can't tell you all the ups and downs I've had with weight, but the one thing that I made sure was consistent was my doing exercise every single day. And I actually do at least 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes at night. I cannot go to bed unless I did some sort of exercise. And I have to have exercise every day. When I went and I did my scuba class this weekend, that counted. Okay? So if you are exercising or you're at the park or you're, that stuff counts. Right? And if you got to write it down on a calendar, then I need you to do that. If you need to, I don't know, get a Fitbit, or if you need an app, that's fine. But the key to exercise is you don't have to go to the gym for 2 hours a day. I get that. That's very, very difficult. I get it. You know? I mean, luckily with us, we'll take the kids to the gym, because the kids like going to the gym, so at least we get some family time with it. I think that's very important. But it is. It's really, really time-consuming. So then get a piece of equipment at your house. Yeah, I know many of you guys like to kick back and Facebook or watch TV or surf the internet. You can do that at a walking speed on your treadmill. You can put your iPad on your treadmill, and you can sit there and surf the internet while you're walking. All right? And that counts. That's the problem. Everybody thinks they have to do such high intensity that it's not even worth it if they can't do it right. Your body doesn't care if you drove to the gym. Your body doesn't care if you sat there and did a 2 full-hour workout. They just want some activity. But I do have to say you got to mix it up. A lot of you guys walk at work, so you'd say, Dr. Dahlia, sorry, I can't do any more exercise. I walk, my pedometer said, I do 5,000 steps at work easily. I walk half, I don't know, maybe 3.5 miles at work. Okay, that's great, you know, but why do you have a weight problem? Because your body got used to it. Okay, your body's used to that. Now you got to step it up with something different. So maybe get some 5-pound weights and maybe do some little reps with your arms for 10 minutes a day. Maybe that'll, you know, maybe do some crunches. Maybe dance. Dance. To, you know, put on your favorite song. Do a couple of them. Dance and be done. Maybe get one of those little step stools and go up on the step stool and down on the step stool and do that for 10 minutes. All right? But the more you do and the more you get into the habit of it, the easier it's going to be. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, the very famous Riviera Hotel and Casino has been imploded in Las Vegas. Many of us have watched the images. The Riviera has, I mean, most of you have seen the Riviera at some point, either visiting there personally or seeing it in movies. And it was the Las Vegas Strip's first high rise, and it was famous for its mobster ties as well. It officially exited the scene, according to the Associated Press, early today with a cinematic explosion. The 24-story Monica Tower was demolished around 2:30 a.m. when a series of explosions sounded, followed by the building crumbling from the sides and then into the middle. A lot of dust. There was also a fireworks display, and it erupted moments before the demolition. And technically, it had closed back in May 2015 after 60 years of being on the northern end of the Strip, which is now called what we call the Resort Corridor. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authorities spent about $42 million to level it. Now, officials say the Monte Carlo tower will be imploded in August. The tourism agency bought the 2,075-room property across 26 acres last year for $182 million, plus $8.5 million in related transaction costs, as they are going to expand the Las Vegas Convention Center, which is, I think, one of the best convention centers in the world. I tell you, in terms of the room and the space and the bathrooms and the staff and the parking, Las Vegas Convention Center does amazing things, and people all over the world come here for conferences, and so I'm pretty amazed with what they do. But it was sad to see the Riviera go. The Riviera's implosion marks the latest kiss goodbye, they say, to what's left among the relics. Now, we've lost, you know, the Dunes and the Hacienda and the Frontier and the Stardust. They say right now that only the Tropicana and Flamingo casinos, which were part of that original family, still exist. Now, the Flamingo, remember, was rebuilt. The Flamingo Hotel was one of the first built by Bugsy Siegel. It has been completely rebuilt, but the Tropicana still has some pieces of its original building. According to Michael Green, Nevada historian and professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, he says this makes it the last true mob structure on the Strip, the Tropicana Hotel at Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard. Now, the Riviera, which imploded today, opened in 1955. According to the Associated Press, organized crime outfits from across the country had already sunk their teeth into the casinos in a takeover that had started about 10 years prior. According to this article, they said gambling profits were skimmed to send back home to pay for the gang's illegal enterprises involving illegal betting, drugs, prostitution, murders, and everything else. They also write that the mobsters were known to have controlled the money counting at the most famous casinos in their day, including Dunes, Sands, the Desert Inn, and Stardust. That's right, the Sands has also, and the Desert Inn. The Desert Inn, if you remember, was all mirrored. It kind of had it all mirrored, and the Stardust had looked like a bunch of... Stardust was so pretty. I remember these hotels. Remember, my father gambled, and so in the 70s and 80s, we spent a lot of time. Frontier is gone, and anyway... They say the Riviera's place, I actually remember going to the Riviera. They had a great comedy, show. So we would go to the Riviera a lot. I can't believe I can't remember the name. It escapes me. But we would go, and I think Frank Marino had his show there. So a lot of good shows, a lot of good entertainers, many people. Now movies, some famous movies that were filmed there. The Rat Pack's original Ocean's 11 in 1960. The 1971 James Bond film Diamonds Are Forever. Casino was filmed there. The 1995 movie based on real-life Vegas mobsters Frank Rosenthal and Anthony Spilotro. And then the Hangover movie was also filmed there. The Hangover movie from 2009. I think the casino's first headliner was Liberace. Dean Martin was part owner for a short time as part of his residency. And, the Riviera, what was so nice about the Riviera is it basically kept that Rat Pack feel, that old Vegas feel. Now, I understand now with City Center, I mean, if you haven't visited Vegas, you need to. It is gorgeous. It looks like, you know, some people have described it looking like Hong Kong or looking like Japan or looking like New York City, depending on the angles you look at. The high rises, the lights are beautiful. But, you know, for those of us that have been in Vegas since, you know, forever, you know, we do miss the old, you know, part of the old feel to it. You know, I just spent the weekend in Laughlin as I was doing my scuba diving final, you know, because they have Lake Mojave there and the Colorado River, etc. And Laughlin at least still embraces kind of that old Vegas feel. I do have to admit, I mean, you know, you just smell a lot of smoke. You know, Las Vegas proper, a lot of the casinos don't allow smoking, and it's become a lot of shops, and, you know, you have, you know, Broadway shows, and it's really changed. But, you know, every now and then, I really miss hearing the, you know, the cling, cling, cling of the money hitting the slot machines. You miss that. You know, you do miss the smell of smoke. You miss the revelry at the craps table, you know, and people yelling and screaming, and it's a good feeling. And, you know, there is a culture to Vegas. People don't think there is a culture, and they think, well, it's just mob culture. You know, it isn't. With Vegas, there's that hope. There's that excitement. There's that party feel. And it's something that I really don't see in other cities. And I love, trust me, I love traveling to Alaska, and I love traveling to New York City, and I love being in L.A., in San Francisco, etc. But the one thing about Vegas is excitement, hope, and there is history. And yes, you know, a lot of the history is surrendered, you know, centered around mob, the mob history. But, you know, so many movies, like I guess the latest Matt Damon, Jason Bourne, sequel, again, in Vegas. You know, we attach to Vegas in almost every movie, just like we attach to New York. I was attached to New York City way before I ever went to New York City because of all the movies, you know, that I would see as a kid. And so, I'm grateful for that. And, you know, I'm grateful for all the great memories I had at the Riviera. It's just, we're not going to have a lot left of, old Vegas. And it's, yeah, it's a shame, but I understand how things have to, you know, transpire. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, let's go on to the next story here. Lil Wayne has suffered two minor seizures during a flight that forced his private jet to make an emergency landing in Omaha. The rapper and his entourage were flying from Milwaukee to California when he blacked out from an apparent seizure. Now, from what we understand, he's 33 years old and allegedly refused treatment when paramedics arrived to the airport. His plane took off but was forced to return when he suffered a second seizure and was taken to CHI Health Creighton University Medical Center. So he's now in stable condition. He's in good spirits. Of course, he thanks his fans, and he says this isn't the first time Lil Wayne has suffered an epileptic fit. All right. In 2013, Wayne, born Dwayne Carter Jr., was hospitalized several times after suffering from seizures believed to be thought by drinking Sizzurp, a drink that combines soda with prescription cough syrup. Then later he revealed an epilepsy condition that had been diagnosed in childhood. Okay, he says he's had a bunch of seizures. You just never hear about them. He told Power 106 DJ's Felly Fell at the time. And so we'll keep you posted on that. But seizures, not something to mess with. John Travolta's son, I believe, had died after having a seizure. We'll talk more about that. All right, guys, so when we come back, we are going to say goodbye to sweaty armpits. This is... couldn't come quick enough for this season. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule.
For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.